Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
A book review of Spurgeon and the Psalms. Spurgeon and the Psalms hits a sweet spot for me. Charles Spurgeon is one of my favorite preachers, and the Psalms are my go-to resource when I need encouragement, perspective, or vocabulary for my heartfelt prayers. The combination of The Prince of Preachers and the Psalter grabbed my attention before I even opened the cover. After I opened the cover, I was not disappointed. I love the format of each chapter. For each chapter, your eyes go to Charles Spurgeon's commentary first, and then you can read the chapter itself. The reason why I like this layout is because Spurgeon has a tendency to tell us not what the psalmist says, but what we should look for as we read that psalm. This remains true to what Spurgeon himself felt about biblical commentaries. I always make my Bibles my own. By that, I mean I underline, highlight, circle, and write margin notes throughout my Bible. The wide margins in this book make it ideal to use as a prayer companion. I believe the Bible is not a book to be read through, but a book to be prayed through. Nowhere is that more true than in the Psalms, where such deep emotions are poured out in God's presence, helping us give voice to our deepest prayers. If you have never read anything from Charles Spurgeon, this is an excellent place to get started. After you have read his insights here, I'm confident that you will want to read more. Even if you are familiar with Spurgeon's sermons and books, this book is going to be an excellent addition to your library. I've shared a link in the show notes where you can purchase this book.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.